to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come here!
It's another episode. Here you go. Today, we're just doing a loose discussion, so if that's not your thing, then bye. Oh, well, we'll still talk anyway.
Yeah, true.
It's an excuse for us to spend time together, sort of.
Yeah.
In a weird internet-y sort of way.
Yeah. Internet-y.
What brought this on is I actually had a dream about somebody from my childhood, and I was just like, this would be an interesting subject for the podcast. Because I feel like there's a couple of people in my life that I'm tied to for some reason through fate. And not in like the romantic soulmate kind of way. Like just there's people that meant something to me or still do mean something to me throughout my life. And I felt like there was a reason I met them. And so I was made a list. Yes. I guess I'll go first. I told her to make a list. I don't know if did you make a list?
Not really.
You're just gonna make this up as you go?
Yeah, I just had a couple of stories.
Okay. Well, my first one, I think I've even mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'll go ahead and tell you again anyway. There was a kid in my second grade class named Graham, and he died in a wreck with his dad. I can't really remember if the dad survived or not. I just realized that. I was like, I don't remember if the dad survived or not. But anyway, he passed away and it really affected me because like we weren't close, but he sat beside me in class and he was a really sweet kid. Like he was one of the nicest kids in our class. And so I felt something from it. And then years later, I actually ran into his family and they're like, oh, he used to talk about you, you know, and stuff like that. And I was just really touched by that. Like the fact that they remembered my name from him talking about me and stuff like that. And I just felt like I met him for a reason, but I don't know what that reason is or if I just learned some kind of lesson from it. I don't know, but it just really touched me that they knew who I was, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't help that I have a memorable name either, but still, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I actually named my one of the characters in my novel after him, too. The main character is named Graham because of him.
That's happy.
Your turn to tell a story.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go way back. I was trying to think of different things, but I was just like, you know, to not just do romantic, but this one ultimately isn't romantic. So, I, you know, back in the day, you guys lived, when you and Dan were first married, you guys lived in that little trailer park and you ended up living next to Danny and Big Daniel and I forget the dude's name that I actually kind of made up with it a few times, but I had a big crush on this guy. We called him Joe. Yeah, Joe. So I had a crush on these two dudes that lived next door. I was like 12, 13 at the time. And they just were always hanging out and I just remembered them fondly, you know, through, you know, life or whatever. So, you know, like a year or so passes and my friend Isaac, you know, introduces me to this guy on the internet that I'm talking to. And I have no idea that, you know, who this kid is. I'm just like, whatever, haha, burp fart jokes. And you know, when
that was you as a teenager, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And look at my boobies. So once we, you know, mom was moving us to Vicksburg, Isaac was like, hey, can I invite Scott to your going away party? I'm like, wait, what? He lives nearby? I don't know why. I just thought internet friend. I thought he was a stranger because Isaac didn't have friends. I didn't know Isaac had friends. Right? Sorry,
if Isaac ever listens to this.
Probably. I mean, honestly, back then, he never really talked about anybody. So I just didn't. I just assumed Scott was from somewhere else. So I was just like, well, yeah, sure. And then at that point, I got excited. I was like, oh, this kid I've been talking to all this time. So we meet. And of course, I think he's like a dreamboat with this gel spiked hair and corn shirt and JNCOs and like wallet chain and solid black Vans. And we ended up like dating. And then that's when we found out that his cousin was Big Daniel and his uncle was Danny, the guy that you guys lived near for years or for a while and had been such a like big part of, you know, my preteen years or whatever, and that they were all related, which, and then anybody, most of you don't know me. Well, actually Bonna does, but ultimately Scott and I didn't stay together that time, but we got back together in later high school years and got married, and he is the father of my child. So these random people we met ended up being related to and family at this point. So it's just weird. You don't know, like, people that you meet, they'll disappear out of your life for years and they show right back up later and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I just saw Daniel like a week or two ago taking Nancy to like their grandfather's birthday party. Yeah. So it's crazy.
That good story, bro.
Yeah, and not that Scott's the good part of that. It's like, I was meant to have Nancy.
Yeah.
So that's the faded part.
I get along with Scott, though.
I still love Scott to death. Like,
he only lives like a 2 blocks from me and showed up at my doorstep one day. I'm like, what are you doing?
He actually smoked some meats and brought it to our house last night, so I was pretty excited. We're still friends.
It took you a while to get there, though.
Yeah,
it was awkward for a long time.
It was awkward, but we were never like,
there was never hate.
Yeah, there was never hate or anger. Well, I mean, my side at least. Well, okay, there still has been, but it's been amicable at least for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Okay, my next story. Okay. Fast forward from second grade to fifth grade, my best friend was a little boy named Sammy. And we bonded on the playground, basically. We would just, like, always swing together and, like, talk about what we loved, which at that time was Michael Jackson and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
That's what we bonded on, Michael Jackson and Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
But I had such a crush on him for, like, I know this is not about romantic stuff, but I had a crush on him for, like, years, and then eventually we lost touch and he had some tragic stuff that happened in his life. And then I bumped into him the day, there's like one of those days where a bunch of like really weird, fateful stuff happened. I happened to be at, I don't know if you remember where Brian's house was when he lived here in
near the school, right?
Yeah, it was right near the school. I dropped by there to see him because he was not at school and found out from his dad that he had moved back to Alabama that day. And I had had a crush on him and stuff. And we had dated and broke up and whatever you want to call it, whatever we were. But I found out through his family that he had moved. And I'm walking back to my car and somebody yells out of a vehicle going by, Sunshine! I'm like, what? And it's Sammy. Except he's all buff and hot. And I'm like, what the heck happened to you? he may have been thinking the same thing because I was a scrawny little nerdy kid and then I had boobs. But I was still a nerdy kid. I just had boobs by then. But it was just really awkward, and we didn't exchange contact info. So then I lost touch with him again after that. He asked me to like go hang out somewhere with him, and I said no right then because I was honestly on the verge of tears finding out that Brian had moved. So we lost touch again.
Fucking
for years.
Brian.
I know. Brian. Brian, if you ever listen to this, you wasted so much of my time. not even going to sugarcoat that. You wasted so much of my life with me being obsessed with you for you to turn out gay.
And then introducing you to Daniel.
Yeah. I should really hurt him for that. Like, I don't know. But then again, things have to happen for a reason sometimes, yeah. I think. I wouldn't be the person I am today had I not been through all the stuff I've been through with Daniel. So,
yeah.
You know, not sure that's necessarily a good thing, but here we are. Basically, I lost touch with him for years and years and years and years until Facebook. And he's the... I think he lives somewhere in the Midwest now. But he's been in prison a few times, and I think we blocked each other recently in the past year or two because he's more conservative than me.
Yep.
So, yeah, we like argued about some stuff, and then we just blocked each other. So, but I still feel this weird connection to him, and I have no idea why. Like, I can't explain it. Because I don't feel like a romantic thing for him, even though I had a playground crush on him back then, but like, I don't feel that way about him, but I still feel like he was in my life for a reason, because I'm pretty sure he was like my only friend, and he actually told me a story that I don't even remember. He's like, you sent, he said that you sent me a note in class back then, asking me to be your boyfriend, and I really don't remember this, but he said he was touched until he found out I sent one to like every boy in the whole class. So
that sounds like something you and I would do.
I honest to God don't remember that. I was really painfully shy back then, so I was like, I don't see me doing that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, are you confused? Like, I don't know.
But maybe someone just lied and said, no, she sent me one too. And then he just thought that.
Yeah.
All those years.
Yeah. But I was totally in love with him in fifth grade.
Nice.
Your turn again.
I got nothing. No. So I.
I'm just wondering if you're going to try to fit in the big C in here somewhere.
The big C. Which one is the big C?
The one from Vicksburg.
Oh, no. No.
No.
So, I think we've talked about that before on an episode of, like, regrets or best days. It was the best days ones, I think. No, not Corey. I was like, Clifford, Corey, I don't know which one. But yeah, I know. Just the so I again, mine a lot of mine are romantically linked. For the most part, I don't have a lot of friends, right? But the one friend I do have was pretty, like, a kind of a remarkable way to become friends. We love telling the story. We've been friends like 20 almost. Like 23 years at this point now, like my oldest friend.
Which
but
one?
Claire.
Okay. I was Claire's like, I couldn't remember which came first, Claire or Tracy.
Claire came first. So yeah. We switched schools when mom and dad divorced and I moved to South Hilo. So I'd been in South Hilo for like half of fourth grade to through fifth grade, and then in sixth grade is when they started, you know, you would have different classes with different kids. Well, I think Claire and I had like 3/4 of our class to get classes together, and they almost all sat us alphabetically, so we had G and H. Like, I was always directly behind her. But I never talked to her because she was really popular. She was like the kid that was friends with everyone, though.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I had the balls to actually speak to her, is because she was just nice to everyone. And so I just happened to hear her and this really popular girl talking. They were had been best friends since childhood because they were neighbors, and they were talking about Hansen. You know, they were just talking about Hansen and the Middle of Nowhere album, blah, blah, blah. And so I just looked at Claire and I said, "Who is your favorite Hansen?" And she said, "Zach." And I said, "Me too. You want to go to fair with me tonight?" The fair was in town, and she was like, yeah. And so she gave me her number. Her mom actually said yes. We picked her up. We ended up not living far away from each other. And we went to the fair that night like we had been best friends our entire life. Like, literally connected souls. And even now, like, obviously we're adults. She lives about an hour and a half away. We can pick up a phone and be like, "Hello." And, you know, just talk to each other like there's nothing different. Like, we've always been that way. It doesn't matter how many years apart or what happens. We could just pick it back up. But yeah, we've remained friends for a very, very long time. A lot of people, you know, we actually had like a, when Claire comes to town, it's a thing. Like, Tracy comes over and, you know, we all get together and talk and just hang out. And Tracy had brought her new guy friend over to meet all of us. And I think even Meg might have stopped by at this point. Yes, yes, it was around Christmas. So even Meg showed up, who we don't get to see very often. And Meg had left, so it was just all of us. We decided to get in the hot tub. And we were just sitting there talking, and poor Tracy's dude, who's never met us before. Like, you know, we were just talking about how long we've been friends, and he's like, "Honestly, you guys are freaking weird." He said it's really intimidating to hang out with us because we've been friends for so long and still hang out to this day. And they're just still so close. He said it's really weird to see people in their mid-30s that are childhood friends still hanging out. I mean, it's true. You know, luckily, you know, her husband and my husband have gotten along really well and have, you know, been brought into the fold or whatever. But yeah, I can imagine that is kind of intimidating. Looking at meet my best friends for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just such a weird, you know, like, I'd been in that school a while, and just that year we always got sat together. So I was just like, be my friend.
Yeah, you lucked out, because I don't have friends from childhood. Like, I have people that I've been friends with since school, but not anybody that I'm still close to, you know? Yeah.
No, Claire and I can call each other and, you know, cry about stuff or be excited about stuff. And her and Tracy have a Facebook Messenger that we just keep together to tell each other everything, or be like, "Look at this video of cats."
Look at this meme.
Yeah,
I need somebody that does that. Send me your resume.
It's just me.
I need friends like that.
I was gonna say, that's me. Me and you message that. Me and you message the most out of anybody else I know. Obviously, we still talk more and message more than anybody else. But Claire's the like close second.
Yeah. Okay, my next one. Let me look at my list. Okay, this is the one I actually had a dream about the other night, and it was actually a bad dream. But anyway, In fast forward from 5th grade to 6th grade, when my love life got even more interesting, I met this kid. I'm trying to think how to explain this without being ugly. He was not very popular. We'll go with that. But he asked me to be his girlfriend or whatever. Or to go steady, I think, is what we were, or going with each other, is what we called it back then.
Going out.
Going with each other. And he had you know, sent me a letter asking me, and I said yes, because at that point I didn't really have any, and I didn't have anybody else interested. Most boys at that point, because I'd already hit puberty, were too scared to talk to me because they were shorter than me and were just talking to my boobs, basically. So I was just like touched that somebody looked past the boobs and asked me out, I guess. And so I accepted. But, and he wrote me the sweetest freaking letters, and I do not have them anymore, and I'm so sad about that because I keep everything. I'm such a hoarder. I don't know where the hell they went, honestly. I don't know if some ex like destroyed them or what, but he wrote me like the sweetest little childhood love letters and stuff. And it wasn't like adult type stuff. It wasn't love, you know, it was just really sweet. You know what I mean? And like, I really, really did like him. He had like startling blue eyes. Like he had blonde hair. He had like a dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. And I actually did like him, but I got peer pressure. We were only going steady for like maybe a week or so, week or two, when basically some popular kids cornered me and was like, you can do better than that. And he was poor. That's another thing too that I feel weird about mentioning. He was poor. He dressed kind of shabbily. And people picked on him a lot. And I guess the girls cornering me and saying that made me feel weird about it, and so I broke up with him immediately. And he pretty much I don't think he ever talked to me again after that. And I felt so horrible about that. Like, I don't know. And then I even stood up for him years later, like, because the football players would corner him and pick on him and stuff. And I tried to stand up for him, but I realize now that he probably got it worse because of me. But you don't think about that kind of stuff when you're young. I just wanted to stop them from being mean to him, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he either moved or dropped out like after middle school. So like I never saw him again. And I always just wondered, like, I'm not like, we're soulmates, you know, where is he? But I've always wanted to know what happened to him. Like, where is he? What's he doing? Is he okay? You know, like, I just want to know this stuff. But it's like, I've tried to look for him and it's near impossible because his name is the same as a famous writer. It's James Patterson.
Nice.
So his name is James Patterson, and that's like impossible to search. He got a Facebook briefly and added some old classmates and then immediately abandoned it. So I still wasn't able to, cause I tried to message him through it and he never touched he like created a Facebook and then like never came back to it.
Nice.
So I was really sad by that, cause I thought, oh, I'm going to find out what happened to him. Maybe he didn't become a serial killer, because I thought, that's my first thought was like, you know, sometimes when you grow up in bad, I don't know exactly what his home situation was, but I assume it wasn't good because, I mean, hell, mine wasn't. Anyway, I just assume that he had a bad home situation, and like, I just wonder if he's okay out there.
Yeah.
And I just feel a connection, and I really would like to hear from him. So if anybody's out there better at looking up people than me, then there you go.
I found a James Patterson that lives in Morville, Mississippi.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm going to Facebook message you this profile.
Okay. The Facebook that got created the one I was talking about before was like, I think North or South Carolina. So I tried to look there, but there was a ton.
Yeah.
But I really would like to just, and we have a bunch of mutuals too. It might be. Let's see. No, the mutuals are not classmates, oddly enough, so I don't know. I mean, it could be, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's only like one picture of their face, so.
Yeah, and it's like I thought they were older, but then again, they have earplugs in, so I don't know, maybe. I don't know. It could be. Yeah. But anyway, if you're out there and you know this dude, please tell him to get in touch with me and let me know he's okay. Let me see. Where were we? Do you have any other on yours?
I was just going to quickly mention like all the steps it took to get to Justin, because, you know, like I said, I mean, I've had a lot of like, I mean, one, okay, I will, it boosts you up. This is why I should write things, but it's been a busy weekend. Obviously Hansen has connected me to a lot of people. I was just going to quickly note that's how I made friends with Andrea in Vicksburg too, was Hansen. That's apparently just a great topic. I noticed like a Hansen sticker or something she had on a notebook in art class, and she thought I was messing with her when I said, hey, do you like Hansen? And she was like, yeah, not ironically or something like that. But anyway, but yeah, so with me and Justin, like, I know I've joked about how many times I've been married and almost married in between and all that, but like literally I was married to Scott, and this is really like, just makes me look bad, and I accept that. You guys can think horrible of me, but I was married to Scott when I went to Dragon Con the second time, when I was like, I'd had Nancy already, so I was like 21 or something, old enough to drink. Scott couldn't go because he had gotten a new job or something and didn't want to pay for the ticket and couldn't skip work or whatever. And so I'm like, all right, me and Tracy are going to go. So we went with you guys. And I was a smoker back then. So I, you know, Tracy and I would avoid talking to people by just going to smoke and talk to each other. And everywhere we went, because we were some fly looking 20-year-olds back then, right? So Tracy and I went, you know, we were smoking, and then these guys would come up and ask us to go party, and then we'd be like, no thanks, and we put out our cigarettes, go back inside, walk around a different door, come back out and smoke again. And like rinse and repeat. When we had nothing to do, we just smoked and drank sodas. But that happened, no joke, like every few minutes we would get invited to parties. And we're like, Jesus Christ. So we ended up like coming out in an area and smoking, and then sure enough, we're just standing there, and then all of a sudden these two guys turn around and start talking to us, but luckily didn't invite us to parties. We just started talking to them. And it ended up being Eric, who was the, you know, I ended up engaged to him after me and Scott split up. So I met this guy, but he talked about filmmaking and stuff. So we added each other on like MySpace, because I was like, well, I'm an actress. If you guys film stuff, you know, you need somebody, you know, you let me know. I thought I was making a, you know, networking connection. So I actually thought his friend was hotter than him. Shout out Daryl. and basically just went about our business, and we added each other on MySpace, and I think we were like, it was nice to meet each other, and that we didn't really talk again. So Scott and I ended up splitting up, and it was literally like the day after I told Scott I wanted a divorce that Eric messaged me on MySpace again, just seeing what was going on. So, again, most people think I'm lying about that, and I don't blame them. It sounds bad. But he ended up inviting me to like help with a movie they were filming, like in a couple of weekends after, you know, I moved in with Tracy. And so we ended up going out there and meeting him. We, after a little bit, we ended up dating. And so that was great. Whatever, moved to Huntsville. Things happened. He was big into a podcast that, they were doing at the time. And we started going to conventions and meeting a lot of the people that like listened to that podcast back then. And I ended up being
a much more successful podcast than mine. And back when I didn't even know what a podcast was until yeah. then, basically.
Yeah, control like, point.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went to different conventions and stuff and met up with their fans and community rather than just fans, of course. But, like, I ended up making friends with this person named Ash. And we became, like, online best friends, you know. It was just like a, like, oh my god, it's Ash. I don't know how else to explain it. He was just kind of like my gay best friend. and, you know, I didn't really think too much about it. I thought he was an attractive kid. I thought he was a lot younger than he actually was. He's only 2 years younger than me, but at that time I thought he was way younger. And so we ended up hanging out a lot and becoming friends. And then Eric and I eventually split up. I moved back in with you. Lived with you for a while. It's like 6 months or something. And then Ash came down because we were going to go to a convention for that same podcast and meet up with everybody. And then Ash and I ended up dating and getting married. And all of those things happened. What's funny is when Ash originally moved to Mississippi, Justin was supposed to come with him. It was supposed to be like when we were renting Mom's house, it was supposed to be me, Ash, and Justin, but Justin decided to move to South Dakota or whatever instead. North Dakota, South Dakota, South Dakota, that one. He ended up dumping Ash and moving to a different state. And instead, Tracy and Killian moved in and all of that. So, ended up with Ash. We did eventually get married. And then Justin eventually moved back from South Dakota to Maine, and eventually I did officially meet him. I met him when he was like 20 years old or something, because he's actually 6 years younger than me. I don't know if we've even talked about that on here, how much younger he is, but at that time, if I would, you know, like if I had met him, technically I've played video games with him way before, like him and Ash had played stuff with me. I talked to Justin before. I just didn't really, like, know him. It was just like, oh, Ash's friend, whatever. I met him, the first time I went to Maine was in 2010. Oh, he was 18 then, mathematically, and I was, like, 24. So I am just like, oh, look at this child. Look at this child that my boyfriend is friends with. And we talked about David Bowie's balls and stuff, and that was kind of the extent of our correspondence. And then a few years later, after Ash and I were married, we came back to Maine after Justin moved, like, back from South Dakota. We made friends again, and Ash wanted him to come visit. So I surprised Ash by, you know, helping Justin get down here and come visit for a little bit. And then Justin, you know, Ash again offered him to come down and live with us. So he did. He came down here and lived with us, and then, you know, things went wrong in that marriage, and then I ended up with Justin. Yet again, sounds like a really horrible thing that I've done in all of those situations, and I don't blame you still. But that's a lot of steps to end up with the husband that I think I'm actually supposed to be with, and that sounds funny, because you'd think with how many husbands I've had, I've probably said that with all of them. I haven't. I don't actually think I have said that with any of them. You'd probably remember, right? I don't feel like I was. I don't think I was as confident as I am in this marriage. But you think by this many fucking marriages, I'd know by now. Be like a pro. But yeah, it's a long way. And a lot of times that we've, like, met and talked throughout all of that where we had, like, nothing to do with each other and, like, didn't give a crap. Like, we're just like, yeah, okay, Ash's friend or Ash's girlfriend, whatever. I think Justin said at one point he just really didn't think I existed because he thought Ash was lying.
Yeah.
But I did exist. And he existed in...
in this universe.
Yeah. I just had to wait for him to get older.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it sounds awful. I mean, 6 years is not a crazy difference. But we didn't end up together until he was like 22, 23 or whatever. But yeah, that's just a wild ride. A lot of things happening throughout the years. And then finally I'm like, ah, I like this one. I will stay married to this one. He's actually the longest relationship and marriage I've had. So
Kudos.
Good job.
I'm in this one. It'll be 9 years this October we'll be married. I was married longer the first time, but I suffered most of it, so I don't count that.
We don't count those years.
We don't count those years because I was in a lot of pain. My only other one is, I guess I'll just give a quick mention since we're already at 34 minutes somehow because we ramble like always.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to be making these really quick ones.
Yeah.
Of course, that didn't happen.
Just bring me back in if you want to stretch out some time.
Yeah. Quick mention of Michelle. She was my first girlfriend. I feel like we're tied to each other for some reason, even if we don't want to be. I don't know. It was a rough road. Like, we only got together. We like hated each other because we were both Brian's exes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were jealous of each other really badly. So at first we like hated each other, but then once we got to know each other and stuff, we ended up liking each other. We're like polar opposites. She's very outgoing party person, and I'm definitely not that person. So it was one of those opposites attract type of things. Like, and somebody dared us to kiss each other. I never considered that before, ever. But it's, as the song says,
thanks, religion.
Yeah. Sorry. As the song says, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And I was like, then I just questioned my whole life. Like, oh, geez. And then I was like, wait, my first crush was Wonder Woman. This makes sense now.
Yeah.
But in fact, I think for the most part, I'm actually like women more than men. I don't know if I've ever said that on I know I've mentioned having a crush on some female celebrities and stuff, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've come right out and said that, but yeah.
Late now.
Yeah. I'm probably more attracted to women, but we had a very troubled on and off relationship through the years. I babysat her through suicide attempts and all kinds of stuff, and it really messed me up, and it was like a very toxic type relationship, but I guess I will always have some sort of feelings for her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because she was my first girlfriend, and then, like, I don't know. I just feel a connection to her that I can't explain, and I am not, like, in love with her. I don't want to get back together with her, that kind of stuff. It's not like that, but I just always feel, like, a connection to her.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty much it. That's the whole list. I guess tune in next time when we talk about something that hopefully we won't ramble as much about.
Yay.
Later,
I cannot
guys.
Make promises.
I know, right? Bye.